Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. Amen? Amen. I'm your host, Pastor Timar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is, by the way, located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. That's right, in the afternoon, every Sunday, 1:30 p.m. So come and visit us, okay? And if you're looking for a church home, just make our home your home, okay? All righty. Okay, now, call, text, or inbox me, or inbox all, I'm sorry, call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and just click on the link where you see the post of today's show to listen from your computer. And keep in mind that on Facebook, you can click on the post all this week, and you can hear the entire show, okay? Or you can just go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and look for Solar Records Radio, and then click on UCA Radio, okay? But if you want to just go ahead and click on the Facebook post, that'll be a lot easier, I think, okay? Now, don't forget that I have a book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Be sure to order that book. It's on Amazon right now, so you can easily just go ahead and order it and get it on Amazon. And just go ahead and get the book. Now, just a few instructions, all right? When you get the book, go to a private area. You know, somewhere where you can read this book and not be distracted. Pray before you read it, and then watch the Holy Spirit unveil a lot of mysteries, a lot of revelation to you, okay? So just do that, and you'll be blessed, all right? Praise the Lord. Don't forget to visit our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and you can navigate on the webpage. And when you get there, there's three lines on the left. Just click on those lines, and you can navigate throughout the web page and go to books, and you can go, it'll take you right to Amazon, and you can order Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery, or you can go to media. And if you go to media, you will see The Message of Life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. Or you can go directly to hsbn.tv and look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. You can always watch us on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to go live on Facebook around 2:30, somewhere around in there, okay? So just be aware of that, okay? What I want to tell you right now is do not go away. We will be right back, and when we come back, we will get right into our message.
You're bigger.
Listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and let's get right into our message for today. The message today is the new birth. Are you a born-again Christian? Well, listen to this message, and you'll know for sure, okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I ask that you open up the hearts and minds of everyone listening to this program right now. Open their hearts that they can receive your truth, O Lord. Holy Spirit, move upon them that you can bring forth the revelation of the Word of God in this message so that they will be strong and will wax strong in the Spirit and move up into another level of goodness in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. The new birth. Now, there are many misunderstandings about so many things in the Bible. And I'll give you an example of the rapture. Some say that there will not be a rapture of the church, and some say there will be a rapture of the church. There's a misunderstanding about post and pre-tribulation. And some Christians don't believe that Jesus is God in the flesh, but some believe that he is. Some Christians believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, but some say that Christians are God's chosen people. Many Christians say that you must repent, and some Christians say you don't have to repent. Some say you can lose your salvation, and others say you can't lose your salvation no matter what you do. I can go on and on with the many misunderstandings of the scriptures. Well, why is it that there's so much of a misunderstanding when it comes to the Word of God? Well, one of the reasons is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect shall come, that which is in part shall be done away with. And another reason is because people are not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them into all truth. For he is the Spirit of truth. As Jesus said himself in John chapter 16, verse 13, he said, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will teach you things to come. Well, you know, just like all the other misunderstandings in the scriptures, yeah, being born again is another misunderstanding. Yep, it's a misunderstanding, and this is one that I'm going to be speaking on today. So I hope that you will get an understanding and not a misunderstanding in what I'm teaching you today. Here we go, okay? Some say that as soon as you accept Jesus in your life, that you are a born-again Christian. And some say as soon as you are baptized, you are a born-again Christian. And then others will say that as soon as you receive the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, that you are a born-again Christian. Well, in reality, if you've done all of this, then you are a saved Christian at this point and not fully born again. Now, I can see a lot of people getting mad right now when I made that statement. Okay, but hear me out and understand. Don't get me wrong. It's good to be saved because you can't move to any other level unless you are first a saved Christian. But to be born again requires a lot more that God is going to do for you and in you. Bottom line, you must be literally changed. And I mean in every way, not just a change of attitude, a change of opinion or whatever. And no, I'm talking about a literal physical, spiritual, and mental change. Let me explain. I'm going to explain this before your pride rises up and you get mad at me. Some of you are probably already mad at me for saying this, but still, let me share this truth. If you carefully examine the scriptures and examine yourself, then you will know that you are not fully born again. Not yet. Understand, I said not yet, because a saved Christian can't do the work of a fully born again Christian, because a true born again Christian never fails in all that he or she does for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of God. They never fail if you're truly fully born again. A true born-again Christian has reached his complete destiny in Jesus Christ. He is truly one with God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like I said, I'm not talking about one in a frame of, your mindset has changed now and you don't think like you used to. I'm talking about literally being one with God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you are of the same substance of the glorified Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm talking about real new birth. Understand me. The difference between a saved Christian and a born-again Christian is very simple. It's like this. You cannot expect an acorn seed to do the work of an acorn tree no more than you can expect a newborn baby to do the work of an adult. Both the acorn seed and the newborn baby have to grow into what it is designed to be by God. Well, it is the same with Christians. Some say that your spirit is born again, but not your soul and body. Well, that's true, but still, there's much, much more to being born again. It's much, much more to the new birth. You have heard many people say, God isn't finished with me yet, right? And many say that as an excuse to keep sinning. But the truth of the matter is this. God isn't finished with us yet. He's not finished with us yet. God's desire, his will, and his plan for us is to make us in the full likeness and image of the glorified Jesus Christ, which is the likeness and image of God himself. There's still some work to be done in you, in me, in us. And as it is written in, it's written in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he, God, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's not finished with us. We are safe in reaching our goal in Christ if we always follow Jesus' example. We have to follow Jesus Christ completely. Completely submit to him and follow the Lord. We must follow his example and truly believe in him and do as he did. We have to go through the three processes of the new birth. You probably haven't heard that before, but there are three processes of the new birth, which is being born again of water and spirit. That's two of the processes. As Jesus states in John 3:5, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So what's Jesus saying? He is saying that you must be changed before you can enter into his kingdom. And he's talking about a real change, something literal. That you can plainly see a change, a physical, mental, spiritual change. And another part of the process is to be born of God's incorruptible seed. As Peter states in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Jesus is the Word of God. He is the incorruptible seed, and he liveth and abideth continually forever. But still, we must keep walking, keep believing, and keep growing and waiting until the process is totally complete. Because when it is completed, when our process is totally completed, then you will know and others will know that you are truly a born-again Christian. Jesus went through the three processes of the new birth, and we must go through it as well. Okay, so what are the three processes of the new birth? It's what Jesus demonstrated for us. He was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit, and he partook of the Holy Communion with his disciples, of which he really didn't have to do, because he himself is the incorruptible seed, and we are to partake of him, the incorruptible seed. When we have communion, we are partaking of the incorruptible seed. Keep in mind that the incorruptible seed of Jesus Christ is in his blood. That's why we are required to partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which we call the Holy Communion, according to his word. John chapter 53, verse 54. Then Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And he really means that. There's absolutely no life in you. Then he goes on to say, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, that means continually eat his flesh and drink his blood, hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. We will be manifested, clearly seen in the last day. And we're living in the last day. Okay, so why did Jesus get baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and eat the Holy Communion? If he's truly God, manifested in the flesh, why did he do all of this? Well, number one, because of the love that he had for us. And God made it mandatory. Mandatory for us to go through the three processes of the new birth. It was even mandatory for the earth to go through the three processes of the new birth. The earth has gone through two of the processes so far. The earth was baptized during the flood in Noah's day. That was the earth's baptism. The flood, it was the earth's baptism. And just like we're baptized. So we've gone through pretty much two of them also. And the earth partook of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. When he partook of the blood, when blood and water came out from his side and fell into the earth, and his blood fell to the earth all during his suffering on and before the cross. The earth swallowed it up, his blood. Therefore, he partook of the blood of Jesus Christ. And then the earth partook of his body when he spent 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. All of that was the earth's holy communion, just like we partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ today. Now the earth is waiting along with us for that final move of the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire, a great anointing to fall upon us that will fall upon the earth as well. It'll fall and fill the earth so that the earth can complete its new birth process and become a new earth. You know that it's written that it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but the earth had to go through the three processes of the new birth. And we will complete ours in this final move of the Holy Spirit. We will also complete our three processes after the final move of Holy Spirit and power. Now understand, many of us have been baptized and we partake of the Holy Communion and we have received the Holy Spirit, but all of that's in part. The Lord is, we are waiting for it to happen in fullness. And the final move of the Holy Spirit, fire and power, When that fall upon God's people, then we become new creation people in the full image of God and Christ. So Jesus was showing us that we too must complete these three processes of the new birth as he did in order to obtain eternal life. But it is not until we sleep, some people say die, but Christians don't die, we sleep, till we sleep or transcend or be literally changed by God himself while we are yet alive, that we will actually be able to see the final or the full results of our new birth into the kingdom realm of God. Understand what I've just said. It won't be until some of us, we die and are resurrected that we see the change. Our new birth is complete when we're resurrected. But some will be alive and be changed. Then we will see the full result of our new birth. Once we are fully and completely in the kingdom of God, which can actually happen even while we are here on earth, understand that, then we will know that our new birth has taken place because we will no longer be able to die or be destroyed at all. Why? Because we are resurrected, which means we are changed. That is the final result of our new birth, resurrection. You must understand that for us to be fully born again, our very nature has to be changed, our bodies, our souls, our minds, our spirits, and this is a gradual process. It is a growth. When Jesus died on the cross, it was the whole man that died, body, soul, spirit, and mind, so that the whole man can be saved or changed, body, soul, spirit, and mind. We will be literally renewed. We will be of a different substance. We will have the full DNA and substance of the living God himself. Although some of us will have to sleep and be resurrected for that to happen, there will also be some of us who will be changed while we are living. As it is written in 1 Corinthians 15:51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep or die, but we shall be changed." We must be changed in order to enter into God's kingdom. Some will be resurrected, as he taught us about the mustard seed, Matthew 13:32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, talking about the mustard seed. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches. Just as Jesus died and became a powerful tree, some of us must also sleep so that we can be God's trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. But keep in mind, it is not for all Christians to physically die or physically sleep. Many of us will be alive when our change comes. As it is written in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We are to be changed into his glorified likeness and image. This is what the Lord told Martha in John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Jesus was speaking of the resurrection. And then he went on to say, "And whosoever liveth, believeth in me, shall never die." Jesus was talking about those who are alive and continually believe in him will not die. We will not experience death. Many of us, think about that. This speaks of change. We will be changed. When that happens, we can easily say that we are sons of God, but still, it doesn't stop there. We still must continue to grow in the Spirit and be changed in order to truly be sons of God. Understand that our true sonship comes when our new birth is completed, when we look like the glorified Jesus Christ. Then we are truly born again. Just look at yourselves right now and ask yourself, do I look like the glorified Jesus Christ? The answer, no, not yet. But you will, because that's God's plan for you, for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, which is us, he knew us from the very beginning. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, the glorified Jesus Christ, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. It is God's plan for us to be born again, which means to be resurrected people with celestial bodies like unto Jesus' glorified body, his glorified resurrected body. We must wait, because it is at that time that we are changed from glory to glory, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God makes this happen, not us. This is why our spirits moan and groan, desiring to be clothed with our house or body, which is from heaven, which is our celestial, resurrected, glorified bodies, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, that means our fallen nature bodies, were dissolved or somehow destroyed, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. In other words, we would be spirits. For in this, our spirits, being in these earthly bodies, we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Our spirits desire a body, but we want a heavenly, celestial, resurrected body. If so, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. If we are naked, that means that we are disembodied spirits. Our spirits don't want to exist without a body. For we that are in this tabernacle, this body, do groan, being burdened. Our spirits are burdened, being trapped in these sinful earthly bodies. Not for that we would be unclothed, which means without a body, but clothed upon. We want to be clothed with our heavenly body, that mortality might be swallowed up of life, so that we can become immortal beings the way God intended us to be. We were supposed to be immortal. Jesus demonstrated his new birth when he just appeared before his disciples after his resurrection, John chapter 20, verse 26. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." He just appeared. Jesus was born again at that point. He wasn't the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee. He stood before them as the resurrected Christ. Jesus is now limitless because he is fully and completely born again, and he can prove it. You see, today we say that we are born again Christians, and that's good that we claim that by faith. But once we have grown into our new birth fully, once we have grown into our new birth by death or by change, you know, being dead and resurrected, or being changed while we are alive, then our faith becomes fact. It must become obvious, clear, real, plain to see by you and by others. You may not want to hear this, but it's true. Listen, we can say we are born again all day, but we cannot prove it at this point. Why? Because we look like any other fallen natured human on this earth. But Jesus can say it, and he can prove it. And we have to get to that point, but we can only get to that point when our new birth is complete. Like Jesus, his new birth is complete. Here's how you know when you are born again. Listen carefully. You can appear anywhere, even if the doors are locked and closed. You can think of a place and immediately be there. You can fly, you can float, or you can run at a very, very high speed. You can communicate with anyone in the world, no matter what language they speak or what nationality they may be. You can go in and out of heaven at will, because you will be in heaven and on earth at the same time, just like Jesus. You can breathe underwater. You can walk on water. You can do all kinds of miracles, signs, and wonders, even heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons, multiply food, calm any kind of storm without any failures or disappointments. Jesus will give you full dominion over the earth and the atmosphere surrounding the earth for the glory of God the Father and by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can never be sick or be in pain. You can never be sad, depressed, possessed, oppressed, or even obsessed by any demon or person or anything. You will cause demons to flee from you. They will literally run from you. You will command demons, and they will immediately obey you without question. You cannot die or be destroyed in any way ever. You have been sealed with the mind of God. You have the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the seven spirits of God working in you and being upon you fully and perfectly forever. You will have the kingdom of God fully in you forever. Now, we can do some of these things that I mentioned. You might be able to do it to a certain degree because we only have the earnest of our inheritance. We only have a portion of our new birth, a portion of the Holy Spirit, not the fullness of it yet. Understand that. That's why you go to church, you feel good 1 minute, and then you after church service and you the rest of the week, you might find yourself cussing somebody out or getting into a big misunderstanding or argument with someone, you know, because we're not fully born again yet. And it's hard for people to hear that, but it's the truth. When you're born again, you are able to go anywhere in the universe because you are in Jesus and he is in you. That's why Jesus said, where I am, there you will be also. We are everywhere Jesus is because we are one in him. Now, this is really literally one in him and with him. And you have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the full backing of heaven to use only for the glory of God. If you have all of this that I said, and if you can do all that I've said, and I mean everything that I said right now to the fullness, then you are a fully born-again Christian and a true manifested Son of God. Manifested because you will be clearly seen. Obvious. If you can't do all that I have said, but you have repented, you've been baptized, you received the Holy Spirit, and you do partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. If you do all of that, fear not. Just keep walking in that. Keep walking, loving, and believing. Keep having faith in the Lord God Almighty, in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are all still going through the process of being fully born again at this point. We are all still growing, and we will keep growing until the day God changes us. Understand that at this stage of your life, of your Christian life, you are like a caterpillar who is subject to the earth. Until you go into your cocoon, which is your private place in Christ. It is God's secret place. That's your cocoon, which means that you are in Christ Jesus, under his wings, in your prayer closet, your personal, private, and intimate time in the Lord. You are there until God manifests you to the world. Then you are changed into a butterfly or a celestial being, a true born-again son of God. So keep walking and keep claiming that you are a son of God. And do that by faith. Keep claiming that you are born again. Keep on, because we walk by faith, not by sight. So keep claiming it. But understand that you haven't fully gotten there yet. We're walking by faith. Keep claiming it, believing that a change is coming, and then one day it will truly happen. Then you can say, I'm a born-again Christian, I'm a son of God, and be able to prove it for the whole world to see. And the world will see you glorified. They will see the Holy Spirit in and upon you of a surety. And they will see Christ Jesus truly rising up from within you and truly working through you. They will see the living God fully being glorified in you. And then they will fall on their knees and say openly with their own mouths that Jesus Christ truly is Lord and God is truly our Father. And then they will worship the God and Father of all creation. And that's what we want him to do. Amen. Amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay there. Hallelujah.
Good.
to the King. You're listening to UCA Radio. You will find music and a message. Love that song. Praise the Lord. Here's the scriptures for the week. You might want to write this down. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And John chapter 3, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And John 53 verse 54. Then Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song. This next song is by a good friend of mine, L. Jerome Battle, and he's going to be our guest on Christian Talk this Wednesday at 8 p.m., so be sure to tune in, and just dial the same number, 646-668-8537, and it's 8 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're back east, then it will be 11 p.m. So check your time zone wherever you are in the world, because this is a worldwide broadcast. And it's Christian Talk with TNT, Pastor T. Meyer and Tosila McCain. Okay, and this is our guest. He's a very, really nice guy. You're going to love L. Jerome Battle. This song, sung by L. Jerome. And written by his wife, and it's called Perfect Love.
Would you like to know a love so perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know his love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That love's so perfect,
'cause he knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken spaces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with his overwhelming light. Perfect love, perfect love. Perfect love, perfect love, perfect love. God is, he is perfect love.
Would you like to know a love so perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
Would you like to know his love is perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
'cause he gave and restored my life.
In a single moment
he won my battle and my fight.
Those fallen moments
when I thought I would not survive. failing at no time.
Perfect love.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate all of our faithful listeners. Hopefully, we have been a blessing to you. I know sometimes we tackle a few things that's kind of controversial, but we try to just bring the word of God to the situation, and we just pray that you have an ear to hear. So God bless you all. We will see you again next week, next Monday at 3 p.m. Tell your friends to tune in to UCA Radio. Praise the Lord. God bless you. See you next time.
Time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life.
gave me your love.